Hi there. The word for you today is report. Will you believe? In Isaiah 53 verse 1, we read, "Who has believed our report?" Think about recent headlines. An oil spill pollutes the Gulf of Mexico, devastating marine life and the livelihood of millions of people. Day after day we watch it on TV in real time. Or an earthquake hits Haiti and 200,000 people die. 200,000, and the world's poorest people are left hungry and homeless. An American-born terrorist flies home from an Al-Qaeda training camp with a bomb in his underwear and tries to destroy not only the plane, but much of the city of Detroit. Bankers, car makers, and oil executives we trusted sit in front of a congressional committee and say they have no idea how their industry got into the mess it's in. The reports keep coming 24/7. Talking heads in the media then milk each moment and sensationalize each event. Why? Because it increases their ratings, it sells advertising, and it makes them money. Indeed, some of the news reporters themselves have become celebrities. Fear sells. Did you hear me? Fear sells. It's a major industry. Paradoxically, we're the most prosperous generation in history and the most fearful one too. In the past, you had to get your daily dose of anxiety from the evening news. Not anymore. Today, you can get it around the clock on your BlackBerry and your iPad. Now, I'm not telling you to run away or isolate or go to a convent. You can't bury your head in the sand. But if you're not selective what you listen to, you can lose your peace of mind. God knows this, so his word asks, who has believed our report? Next question, to whom has the arm of the Lord or his power been revealed? In Scripture, the arm of the Lord speaks about God's ability to protect and deliver us and his providential care over us in spite of the events that take place in our daily lives. So here's the question, whose report are you going to listen to and internalize and respond to?